Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey.
Does your history day have a theme?
Yeah, the Old West.
Nice of them to narrow it down for you.
What's a circuit rider?
She's gone.
Why do you come to our village, missionary?
We best get out of here while the getting's good. Yeah!
Excuse me, Mr. Allen?
Oh, hello, Cody.
I'm looking for Eugene. Connie said he was here at your antique gallery.
Was is right. He left a little while ago to meet Katrina at the college.
Rats. He won't want to help me now that they're together.
Help you with what?
Look up some stuff on the internet for my History Day project.
Maybe I can help you. I'm online right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What do you want to look up?
Well, I'm not sure exactly.
All right, let's start at the beginning. Just what is your History Day project?
That's what I was hoping we could look up.
Oh, I see. Then you haven't even started on it yet.
Not unless thinking about it a lot counts.
It does, but there comes a time when you have to stop thinking and start doing.
That's why I was looking for Eugene.
So I gathered. Does your History Day have a theme?
Yeah, the Old West.
That's it, just the Old West?
Yep.
Nice of them to narrow it down for you. Well, Cody, you're in luck. It just so happens that I was reading about the Old West before you came in.
You were? Why?
See that crate there? Look inside.
Wow! It's a saddle!
Yeah. I received it last week from a museum in California. And look, there's an inscription on the bottom.
Reverend James Clinger, Circuit Rider, Arizona Territory. Saved by grace. What's a circuit rider? Sounds like something in a computer.
I guess it does at that. But back in the Old West, a circuit wasn't anything electronic. It was a trail. This website tells all about it. See, a lot of towns on the frontier didn't have a church. So a preacher would be appointed to minister all through the territory. He would ride his circuit from place to place, preaching the gospel, performing marriages, doing all kinds of things for people.
Huh, I never knew that.
Here we go. Read this.
God's Rider, the life of Reverend James Clinger. Wow, that's the name on the saddle.
Right. And according to this, circuit riders were involved in a lot of dangerous and exciting adventures, especially Reverend Clinger.
Really?
Oh, yes. Let's see, I was just reading about one a few minutes ago. Here it is.
The Apache Wars had finally come to an end. The killing and bloodshed had gone on for more than 30 years, and there seemed to be a wall of fear and hatred between white and Apache. Into this maelstrom, the circuit rider came, preaching the good news of Jesus Christ.
For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely will a man die for a righteous man. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Do you understand what this means?
No, Clinger.
Would an Apache die for his enemy?
No, an Apache would kill his enemy.
So would many of my people. Isn't that right, Reese?
Yeah, that's right, Reverend.
We're all enemies of the great God. Because we've done many things to displease him.
Including killing our enemies.
Yes, we deserve to die. But the great God sent his son Jesus to die in our place, so that we might live with him forever.
Why would the great God do this? Is he a fool?
No, the great God is love. He loves us.
The white man's religion makes no sense to me.
Well, sometimes God's grace doesn't make sense to me either. But let me put it this way. If your son was about to die, and you had the chance to save him by dying in his place, would you?
Yes.
Well, God considers all of us, white and Apache, to be his sons, his adopted sons. Though we deserve to die, he doesn't want us to.
So he sent his true son to die in our place?
That's right.
This is a hard teaching.
We must think on your words.
That is all I ask. Farewell, my friends.
Farewell.
Farewell, Klinger.
Don't believe it. You really think these savages are going to come around, Reverend?
The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, Reese. It pierces the heart with truth and love. Besides, you came around, and you were pretty savage yourself, as I remember.
Yeah, I guess I can't argue with that.
Detail, halt!
Soldiers.
Yeah, something tells me they ain't here to attend the prayer meeting.
Reverend Klinger?
Yes, Sergeant. What can I do for you?
You can accompany me back to the fort, sir.
What for?
Captain's orders.
And just what does your captain want with the good Reverend?
That's none of my business, Reese. I was just ordered to come get him.
All right, Sergeant. Tell the captain we'll be with him directly.
My orders are to escort you personally, Reverend.
I see. Well, then, we better not keep you or your captain waiting. Saddle the horses, Reese.
The Apaches are heathens, Reverend Klinger.
We are all heathens at some point in our lives, Captain.
The difference is the Apaches will always be heathens. They haven't the ability or the inclination to change. You're wasting your time trying to convert them.
Perhaps. But they are my calling just as surely as the people in the towns on my circuit are my calling. And if I do not preach to them, to quote the Apostle Paul, woe is me.
Even if it gets you killed?
Killed? Are things that bad, Captain?
Yes, Reese, things are that bad. The wars may be over, but that doesn't mean the bad blood has disappeared. Things are particularly tense now that Geronimo's been captured, and your preaching isn't helping matters any.
What does my preaching have to do with it?
That's what I've been trying to tell you before. The Apaches don't want your God. And in case you haven't heard, there's some white folks who don't appreciate your hobnobbing with the Indians. In your language, they feel you're casting pearls before swine. And if you continue preaching, Reverend, I can't guarantee your safety.
Then I shall have to rely on someone greater than the U.S. Cavalry for protection, Captain.
How can you do it, Klinger? How can you risk your life for these savages after what they've done to you and your family?
That's enough, Captain. I told you before, they are my calling, and I will not abandon them.
And nothing I say will persuade you otherwise?
No.
I had to make sure.
Make sure of what?
Your resolve. You see, I received a piece of news this morning I thought might interest you.
What news?
Masai, the old chief, has gone to his desert walk.
Uh-oh.
So?
Tell him, Reese.
It's an old Apache spiritual custom, Reverend. When the old ones get sick, they walk out into the desert, spread their war trophies around them, and wait to die.
Die? No, he can't. The last time we spoke, he seemed very receptive.
As I said, Reverend, heathens they are, and heathens they will always be.
Not if I can help it. Reese, hitch up the wagon.
No, wait a minute. Now, you're not actually thinking of going after him.
His soul is in my charge, Reese. I cannot let him go without giving him the opportunity to respond to the gospel. Besides, we might be able to save his life as well.
But, Reverend...
If you don't want to come along, fine, but I'm going.
Stubborn, isn't he?
That he is, Captain.
You going with him?
Yeah, I reckon.
Why?
Because of something the good Reverend gave me.
What's that?
The good Lord's love.
What?
Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of times when I still feel the devil's pull. But now God's love helps me to overcome it. And James Klinger introduced me to that love. So now I go with him to help him in his work and make sure nothing happens to him. I suppose that sounds strange to you.
Not so strange as you might think. You remember when I asked him how he could risk his life for the Apaches after what they did to him?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Just what did they do to him anyway?
20 years ago, they killed his mother.
Whoa! The Apaches killed Reverend Klinger's mother?
That's what it says, Cody.
And he still helped them?
Apparently so. That's the power of God's love. It can change the heart of someone like Reese and compel a man to help the people who killed his family.
Yeah. So, did Reverend Klinger find the old chief?
Let's keep reading and find out.
Right. Masai was a proud warrior who had fought alongside of Cochise and conducted many raids on white settlers and wagon trains. Klinger and Reese figured the best place to look for the old chief was in his village in the northern part of the territory. Needless to say, their reception was less than cordial.
Don't look now, Reverend, but the welcoming committee don't look very pleased to see us.
It's all right, Reese. I've been here many times.
All the same, I'd be much obliged if you'd pray for some of that protection you was talking about earlier. Whoa!
Why do you come to our village, missionary?
We have heard that Chief Masai is sick. We have come to take him to a doctor.
The Apache has no use for white man's medicine.
Or for white man's religion.
It is possible that Chief Masai can be with you for many more years, but you must allow us to help him.
Masai has gone to the desert to die. It is the Apache way. We are forbidden to help him.
It is not forbidden for those who are not Apache. If you will only tell us which direction he went, we can save his life.
Masai knows the ways of things. Go to your home, missionary.
Isn't there anyone among you who will help us?
I will.
Quiet, foolish girl.
I will not be quiet. My grandfather needs help.
Grandfather?
Yes, of course. I've seen you before. What's your name, child?
Nalika Dea.
Oh, there's a mouthful.
Reese.
If you find my grandfather, will you use the white man's magic to make him well again?
We will take him to a doctor who will give him medicine. And Lord willing, it will make him well.
And do you promise to bring him back here?
If that is his wish.
Then I will show you which way he went.
Nalika Dea, if you do this thing, you betray the people, and you will no longer be part of the tribe.
Reverend, I have heard you speak of your God to my grandfather. You said all are equal in your God's eyes. Is this true?
Yes, Nalika Dea. He is not just my God or the white man's God. He is the God of all people.
Then I will believe in your God.
So be it.
I'm on up, girl. We best get out of here while the getting's good. Yeah!
Grandfather left early this morning and went west toward Big Rock. From there, we will have to track him.
That's your department, Reese.
Yeah.
He said that after today, he will not see another sunrise. Our God can help us find him, can't he, Reverend?
Yes, Nalika Dea, he can, and I believe he will.
He'd better. That's a big desert out there.
Are you sure you don't want more to eat, Nalika Dea? You need your strength.
We should not be stopping. We should be searching. Grandfather is close by. I can feel it.
Well, I'm a good scout, little lady. But even I can't find signs in the dark. Not your grandfather's, anyway. Well, better go check on the horses.
He is your protector?
And my friend. And my brother.
Brother?
In Christ.
Our God?
Yes. Is Masai your only family? I mean, where is your mother and father?
Killed by the soldiers.
I'm sorry.
I was a baby. I do not remember them at all.
Well, you're fortunate. I remember my mother all too well.
Was she killed?
Yes. We were part of a wagon train. Even though we were on a dusty, dirty trail, she somehow managed to keep that wagon spotless. She expected my father and me to stay that way, too. And that's why we were washing up at a creek when the raid came.
Was it Apaches?
Yes. They came like lightning. Burned everything. Carried off most of the women and children, including my mother. My father found a horse and took off after them, but it was too late. He never told me how she died, but it must have been terrible. After a while, the grief got to be too much for him. A couple of months later, he took a gun and walked out into the desert. And that was the last time I saw him alive. My father died not knowing Jesus, Nalika Dea. That is why I'm looking for your grandfather. I don't want that to happen to him.
Then we must go to him now. Please, Reverend.
No, we can't.
Reverend, don't get your feathers up, but there's a rider coming in.
Friendly?
Can't tell.
Hello in the camp. I'm coming in.
Come ahead, and welcome.
Easy, brother. Just take it nice and slow and keep your hands where I can see them.
Don't be so jumpy, Reese.
You know me?
Who are you?
My name is Piosine, Apache scout for the U.S. Cavalry.
Step closer to the fire.
Is better?
Yeah. I've seen you around the fort.
What are you doing out here?
Captain sent me to look for you, to help you bring in old Masai.
Now, why would he do that?
I overheard some of the young Apache bucks talking today. They say Masai wants peace, but they do not. They will keep the peace as long as Masai lives. But when he dies, they will attack.
They'll be massacred.
Not if Masai is there to stop them. That's why the captain wants him brought back alive.
Yes, of course. You must join us.
Wait a minute, Reverend. How come you didn't try to find Masai yourself?
I told you. I'm a scout, not a tracker.
Mm-hmm. You found us.
You were easy. The captain knew you would go to Masai's village, so I went there too. Then I followed your wagon tracks.
Satisfied, Reese?
I don't know, Reverend. We spent a lot of time in these Apache camps and villages, and we ain't heard anything about any uprising.
Apache are not in the habit of letting the white man know about their plans.
Reese has a point, though. Have you heard anything about an uprising, Nalikadea? Nalikadea! Oh, no.
Where is she?
She's run off. She's gone.
She's gone? Where to?
To find Masai, I expect. She said she felt he was close by. She was worried he wouldn't survive the night.
Now neither one of them may survive.
Reese, can you track her?
Well, she won't be as worried about covering her trail as Masai was, but tracking anyone in the dark is hard work.
We have to try.
It looks like she came this way, Reverend, but here's where the tracks stop.
Stop? How can that be?
My guess is she went up the side of this hill. It's all rock.
Nalikadea! Nalikadea, where are you, child?
I tell you what, she sure is fast for a young'un. She must have covered more than 2 miles since...
Quiet, Reese. Listen. She's up there. I hear you, Nalikadea.
I have followed him. Hurry, please.
All right, we're coming.
Grandfather is very sick.
It's all right. We're here now. Chief Masai.
Go away.
Your granddaughter has brought us to you.
She should not have. You should all let me die.
No, Grandfather, please.
We can take you to a doctor, Masai.
We can save your life, you old buzzard.
Yes, old one. They have come to save you. But I have not.
Please! All right, Reese. Drag him back.
You better not so much as twitch if you know what's good for you.
Why, Pionsene?
You killed my father and my brother. Do you remember, old man?
I remember. They work for army like you. They were enemies of the Apache.
Let me kill him, Reverend. The Apache way. Slow. The knife, the way he did my father and brother. Then the Christian God and the Great Spirit can both reject him.
No.
You should let him kill me, missionary.
Grandfather.
It is a good way to die. I have killed many in my life, both red and white. See my war trophies spread out before me. This belonged to his father. And this to his brother.
No!
Simmer down.
Masai.
What, missionary? You like something?
Where did you get this necklace?
White woman's necklace. From the days when I rode with Cochise. Young woman, golden hair. That was a good raid.
Oh, dear God.
Reverend, what is it? What's the matter?
A necklace.
belong to my mother.
What?
You killed my mother.
You filthy Apache butcher!
Reese! Reese!
I want to kill Masai with my own knife. Yours will do just as well, big man.
I will not let you.
Masai girl.
You cannot.
I said move away. Now, old man, you will die as you have killed so many others.
No.
What?
I said no.
You stop me? You should want this as much as me.
I do. God forgive me, I do. But it's wrong.
The wrongs he committed. The murders.
We must not repay evil with evil. No matter how much we may want to. No matter how right it may seem.
It may be the missionary way. But it's not the Apache way. Now step aside.
No.
Step aside, white man. Step aside or die.
If that is the choice, I will die.
Think of how your mother suffered. You risk your life for the man who killed her.
I know.
Then let me make him suffer.
No, Pionsene. To kill Messiah, you will have to kill me first.
So be it.
I'll put the next one right through your heart, Pionsene. And that's the gospel truth.
It's all right, Reese.
You're a fool. You should let me kill him.
I may be a fool, but I am also a Christian.
Old man, if you live, you better listen to the white man's words. Word is that Geronimo has also become a Christian. But I think he has not seen the forgiveness that you have seen this night.
How's your head, Reese?
Tighter than a war drum. I'll be fine when it stops pounding.
Missionary.
Please, Grandfather. You need rest.
I must speak, child. Missionary.
Yes, Masai.
You protected me. Even though I...
Yes.
Why?
I have been commanded to forgive.
Is this the way of your God?
It is.
Perhaps I should hear more about this God. Will you tell me?
You just lie back, Masai. I'll tell you all about it.
Grandfather, look!
What?
In the east!
First light.
It is the sunrise, Grandfather. You have lived to see another Arizona sunrise.
The army doctor helped keep the old chief alive, and then Klinger nursed him back to health. Eventually, both he and his granddaughter became Christians, the first among many in their village. Wow, that's a great story, Mr. Allen.
It just goes to show you there were more people in the Old West than just outlaws and gunfighters.
But how come I've never heard about them before?
Well, just like today, Cody, the good people don't get the publicity. So, you think you might have a project for History Day now?
Absolutely, Mr. Allen. This is a story that needs to be told.
You know, Reverend Klinger represented just one of many kinds of Christians who made a significant contribution to settling the West and to our country in general. From evangelists and missionaries, to doctors and nurses, to teachers and lawmen, to ranchers and cowboys. Their stories may not be filled with the shoot-'em-up escapades of people like Wyatt Earp or Jesse James, but as we heard today, that doesn't make their stories any less exciting, interesting, important, or deserving to be told. And that's it for now. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Arizona Sunrise was written by Doug McIntosh and Phil Lawler and directed by Phil Lawler. Our recording engineer was Mark Drury, and our post-production engineer was Todd Bastide. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.